Johnson O'Malley dancers performed at the blessing ceremony Thursday afternoon to celebrate the arrival of timber that will be used to renovate Chief Shake's tribal house. The ceremony was held near the temporary carving shed near the snow building.
We have the large timbers aboard, 16.5 by 24.5 inch by 12 foot long, and these will be the corner posts. We have some 3x8 planking, and we got wall plankings and in various places we're going to be using that.
John Martin is the tribal leader of the Staking Kwan. He says the group is using old-growth red cedar from Wrangell Island for the project.
It's just a beautiful wood. It's soft. It has wonderful perfume about it, if you will, and it's durable. It has anti-decay elements in it, and it's a dandy wood.
Martin says Wrangell Island is the northernmost limit for decent red cedar. He says his group has other options for the timber because it's difficult to find it in certain lengths.
Red cedar tends to rot from the center out. Mm-hmm. And so if you get an old red cedar, chances are it's going to be soft in the center. So we have to work around that.
Martin says there will be enough red cedar to renovate Chief Shake's tribal house and to start the construction of the Staking Kwan's other project, the carving shed. He says another shipment of the timber is slated to arrive in Wrangell within the coming weeks. Earlier that day, crews removed and tar papered half of the tribal house's aging roof. The saturated shakes are scheduled to be replaced with metal roofing before the winter. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.